Warning, this episode of the All Range Mode podcast will contain spoilers of Gravity, starring George Clooney and Sandra Bullock. Hello and welcome to the All Range Mode podcast. This is episode 42. To my right, I have Dan.
What it is.
Dan's right, we have Kyle.
Hello.
And to Kyle's right, we have Chad.
How's it going?
Welcome to the show.
Always mode.
So we're talking about Gravity today, starring George Clooney and Sandra Bullock. Let's just get into it. I may as well start with that. So I'm going to say, first of all, like the camera work in general, like a lot of the action stayed with, Sandra Bullock was on screen in every scene. There wasn't a shot with her not in it. And a lot of the big action sequences was from like her. Like you're looking at her and then there's just shit going on in the background. I really like that. That it wasn't like zoom out, see this big like CG orchestrated scene and then back to Sandra Bullock. It always stayed with her and you kind of felt close with her while all this tension and chaos was going on around her.
And when she was like blown away from something and like trying to get hold, yeah. That first person, her trying to grab, you're just like, come on. Please grab on.
That's the first point that I want to bring up. And it goes with Joe as well.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, I can key in one of my other ones here was like the POV work.
That's exactly what mine was.
All the point of view work was amazing.
So like, well done.
Yeah.
So well done.
But you never felt disoriented. Like the camera moved.
You did, though. That's what I liked about it. You did feel but it disoriented. Wasn't, you were supposed to.
Call it POV in this
point of view.
Porn. Yeah,
I know.
You got a dirty mind.
Well, it's first person perspective.
First person. I would call it first person just to avoid.
So, like, you know, a lot of the shaky cam, like, you know, for instance, Cloverfield, that's all point of view of the camera, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not shaky cam where, like, she's looking around and the camera's going all over the place. Like, it keeps you, it's very clean. And
focused.
And focused. And, like, the POV work was amazing in this porno.
Something I really liked about the movie was it started suspenseful. Even though it was calm and peaceful and it didn't seem like they were doing anything too crazy or like nothing, it didn't, no danger was clearly present at when the movie started. Sandra Bullock felt uneasy about being up there, and you really got the
sick
idea of like, I would be so sick in that situation too, like look at where they are, like, and just like you're holding on, and like and the way they capture how fast everything's moving up there, like I never thought of space like that. I always thought like, oh, if you're out in no gravity,
You're just floating
around, and like if you were to float over to something, you could just let go and go whoop and hop over and you would just go like lightly land on it and kind of grab onto something. But like the way it's like, no, if you let go of this thing, like, you're floating out in space.
And yeah,
that's so crazy.
The slightest bit of like propulsion and you're gone from that from whatever object you're holding onto. Like he's like, oh, I'm gonna give you a little push, you know, and she goes flying.
Chad's point.
I was kind of looking forward to this because of Children of Men, Alfonso Cuarón or whatever his name is. But the opening sequence, like, I swear it must have lasted 25 minutes without a cut. It was one gigantic sequence. Like,
I wish I would have been paying more attention to that.
I wasn't paying attention to that either. But
it was
25 minutes. And
I think it's up until the point where they go after that third team member.
Yeah,
it switches to first person for that split second, and she hits him, and then it, that's the first time. Well, sorry, that's the first time it's
seriously.
I think so.
And I want to talk to your point of the like the nervousness kind of thing. How they kind of talked while she was fixing that thing. She's trying to put like something inside the Hubble telescope, and they're like, oh, we just got word that a Russian satellite went down, and nothing's going to affect you yet. Like, hopefully nothing comes around. And then as she's doing it, they just come over like, abort mission, get out. It was just like,
that was
would be so strange.
That was the first thing that I wrote down on my list, is how unnerving the movie was.
Yeah, I just like, oh my god, like, sit in my seat, like, oh.
Like, sweaty palms, I was just holding my hands together tightly, like,
And they look over, and they just see, reflections of metal spinning. You see a couple spinning. Of
things, just like,
and yeah, no sound. It was so awesome, the way it was just like, and it was like, you can't properly get it across with just audio, but like, just the explosion, and you don't hear anything. It's like what Star Wars movie is it where they have those?
Oh, the seismic charges or whatever.
But without the follow up sound. Just
like you just see the light kind of change or the object kind of change.
You can only hear things basically like through when they were holding on to something and like the vibration. I don't know, through their suit.
Exactly. Yeah. When she was touching something, like,
yeah, because you would hear it through.
That's how it would sound too. Yeah. Oh man, very atmospheric.
Very.
One of my pluses. One of my pluses, and then its counterpart. One of my negatives is.
I'm good.
I thought there was some pretty cool ways that they kept the tension. You know, like they had to constantly. She had to get in more trouble. You know, like, or the only thing that's getting her from A to B and then to C and then to D is a big problem, right? Like she only takes action when it's necessary, like when she has to.
Yeah.
And the interesting ones, first of all, the parachute that's caught,
the leg catch.
Yeah, the parachute goes off, and it causes problems with them trying to land. Like the ropes aren't tight enough, and they seem to use that parachute for multiple things. Like it had a hand in a lot of plot points. Like in that little sequence. You know, like, yeah, that was what she caught on to. It helped there. It, you know, it caused problems later when she was trying to escape. Like, it just having that spider web, you know, that nest of tangled rope and all the problems it caused when you wouldn't even consider it. Like, we saw it for the first time. We're like, oh, shit. They're not going to be able to escape there. But then just that piece of the puzzle caused so many issues. I thought that was really cool. That's one example of the interesting ways they kept the tension going.
And I don't know how many times in like any movie that I've ever seen, you know, when something like that where she was kind of just floating through and she got caught by the ropes of that, I was just like, oh, please, please hold on. Like, I was cheering for these characters, like, oh no, like, grab onto her. Like, that's never happened to me in any movie where I'm that involved in what is happening to the characters. Like, I just want her to survive.
Like hand in hand.
Oh god, hold on.
It was very, very unnerving.
Yeah, you're on the edge of your seat, like, oh, shit.
And the acting helped with that completely. George Clooney and Sandra Bullock both, like, incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Really? And I thought Clooney was a little weak.
I honestly liked it a lot because they made him the veteran, right? He's been in space before. It's not his first time around. And he's, like, he's clearly the leader of it. Mm-hmm. Like, overwatching them. Like, as everyone's working, all his job was, he had, like,
it's his last spacewalk.
Yeah, he had his jetpack thing on. That had little thrusters, and he was just circling them the whole time, you know, making sure everything is okay, keeping an eye out.
Does that exist?
That guy. It has to.
Oh, no. The jetpack. They talk about it. I was going to talk about how the exposition in the first 20 minutes kind of got you prepared. They let you know the little secrets of why things are going to work. It's like, oh, how's that new jetpack you're testing out? It's like, oh, it's working great. I'm only at 20%. You know, like, they gave him a reason to be able to use that thing as often as he wanted to. Like, essentially, I don't think
if someone goes, have worked had yeah, he not had
if
it.
Someone goes, you know, if they're detached from the station, there's no way to get them. I don't think that exists in real life.
There's an episode of Radiolab. Remember the astronauts in space? They had to detach themselves and pull themselves along the ship.
But she was blown off that ship.
Oh yeah.
Like, it exists to fly into this space station, or like from craft to craft, maybe.
Yeah.
But as a rescue mission, like, I'm going out with just this state-of-the-art jetpack, I'm going to grab her and then fly all the way back to the ship that's in orbit.
I know.
Like, it doesn't make sense. And they explained it. They said, oh, how's that new jetpack working? And there was another bit of exposition that they tried to the fact that Sandra Bullock only had 6 months of training or whatever. Like, how long you been on the, you know, in the game? It's like, oh, 6 months. It's like, okay, she's not prepared for the situation. They tried to get a lot of that stuff out of the way in the first couple of minutes of the movie. It seemed obvious to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
So, convincing anti-gravity. I never for once felt like it was a camera trick. I felt like they were in space.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It was amazing.
I was thinking that the whole time, like, how did they do this?
Yeah, technically, amazing. And, yeah,
like special effects is a big
when she gets into the hatch for the first time,
the
she's,
baby,
like, sitting
the
there.
Baby born?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The umbilical cord.
And I was thinking, like, good idea with the short hair. Way to go with short hair, because you would not have been able to pull that off. You know, like, long hair in an anti-gravity situation, like... That's why they cut her hair.
Thing, they probably had to do that too. I don't think you can have long hair inside the.
Either way, it's a good thing she had short hair, or else they would, like, in space. Yeah, because I've seen movies. There's a movie on Netflix called Life, and they tried to put. I think it's low budget, but it's in space. It's much like the same kind of thing. It's real world technology.
yum.
real world technology and. The way they did it was it felt like they were just holding the camera sideways. And I was like, this looks like shit. I couldn't even watch. I was so pissed off.
What do you mean?
But,
what do you mean
there? Well, okay, so to make it look like anti-gravity, they just like would turn the camera so it looks like he's sitting down but coming out of the left side of the screen. It was bad. But this movie, I mean, they pulled it off amazingly. I was so convinced.
Like it was filmed in space.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly would like to know how they did that.
I don't know, and the 3D was done so well. Like, nothing, there was no cheap 3D
I want to go on and say that it is the best, like, visual movie I've ever seen.
In my life. 3D for sure.
3D, the depth. You see the depth of, like, the Earth in the background, and then there's, like, the space station, and then, like, two people just...
Yeah, not like, only that.
God, the desolation of that.
But, like, you feel like they're inside that mask. Like, all the reflections and the lens flares on their what do you call that?
Visor?
On their visor, yeah. And then, like, and then you can see them past all of that. The 3D was awesome.
There was the one scene where she was originally blown apart from the ship and she was spinning, and the camera had zoomed in on her face, and you could see, like, the shadow going from, like, dark to light to dark.
All the
light. And it zoomed in, and it went beyond the glass and right into her face, and then you saw the inside.
How did
it
do that?
I don't know. It was all from the same, like,
it was
the initial shot
of the
movie.
I was like, these special effects are unbelievable.
Yeah, and as soon as they zoom...
And you see her HUD and, like, just the things that she sees and her breath on the
thing,
and then it goes, cuts back out, like, just seamless. And I was like, this is incredible.
From the beginning of the opening shot of the movie to that was uncut.
That was easily 15-20 minutes.
It was the best. I was gonna highlight the fact that when you're outside of them of their spacesuit, you can see their breath hitting the visor, and then they zoom in through the visor and then back out. Like it was, and the whole time you're believing it. There's like perspiration. What do you call it when
perspiration?
Perspiration. Sweating. Yeah, like. She's sweating, and then, like, going back out, you can see her breath again, and space
even
in the background.
Even when she was getting, like, she had that cut, and you could see, like, the blood was, like, it doesn't run down her face because there's no gravity, so it was just, like, pellets of blood.
Yeah, I don't even know what to call
pellets?
That.
Yeah, when she got hit with the, fire hydrant.
Yeah, remember when she was in the,
got hit in the back?
You know what I bet they did? I bet the visor wasn't actually there, obviously, because they're filming, and then they just kind of, that was...
Yeah. Whatever they did technically. But how did they make her... How did they make the floating so convincing if she wasn't...
I have no idea. That was really
I can't
cool.
wait to buy the Blu-ray and
don't
watch every
really
special
do
feature.
Zero gravity stuff, like, underwater? Like, isn't that how they film it?
And no,
like,
I don't think with
when they... Yeah, I was like, they're underwater. Like, when they were filming the very first scene, I'm like, they've got to be underwater or something. Because it was just so convincing.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
A green screen pool?
I don't know.
Green water.
Dan, do you have a point to make? Oh, I already said...
The sound design was quite incredible.
Yep.
Like the fact that when it's in the helmet and you're hearing her, like, her breathing a lot of the time, and it goes hand in hand with the unnervingness, like, her breathing is what was making me so uneasy for a very long time. For that
I'm
first,
like, yeah, you're wasting your breath.
For that first 15-20 minutes, like, the biggest problem that she has is she's running low on oxygen, and she's fucking flipping through space, and she's running, like, she's freaking out. So obviously her oxygen's going quickly. She's like, it's depleting fast, and every time she lets you know what percentage she has left, it's like quite a bit lower.
Yeah,
but then it gets to one of my negatives of the movie was she was like, I'm out. And he's like, well, you still got oxygen left in your suit. So there's obviously not that much in your suit. And she's freaking out for like 10 minutes.
She's
carbon dioxide.
Plus there's got to be a bit of a
she was going in and out. Like
that was brief compared to how long and how hard she was breathing.
Anti-gravity, like getting out of her spacesuit both times was pretty cool to watch.
Sorry.
Like... She gets into the ship and then she's like, I have to get out of this fucking suit, like this prison that I've been locked in like for the last whatever.
She just, get these fucking gloves off me.
And then like, she's floating. That's a little bit of foreshadowing to what happens when she's underwater. Spoiler: she makes it to Earth. But when she's underwater, she does that. She has to do the same thing.
Oh, the tenseness of that scene at the end.
She's trying to swim and she's floating. Yeah, or she's drowning.
I've never seen so much like tension and then like I don't know.
Yeah,
relieving.
I feel the cinematography changed as soon as she came out of the water. It was just. It was like you're like home, you know? I felt so just relieved.
Not to mention she landed in like Thailand or something or in China, somewhere in like with beautiful green hills and like just like like those, and it's just like, oh, it's so nice, and it's just like the peace. If you see that frog swim by her underwater as she's coming out.
Not to pass up the special effects too quickly, like we moved on past that pretty fast. When you see some of the things explode and break into so many like particles and debris, unbelievable.
Yeah,
just every little piece spinning, and it didn't look fake or cheap or anything at any point.
That's
it
was what's really space cool station. The just special effects were like the special effects weren't the focal point ever. It was never like, oh, look how awesome that space station exploded. It was just adding to the suspense and the fear of the whole scene.
Like, right, like she's got this tool and she's trying to like take the tether off so that she can get away from being caught on the parachute.
And when she's watching it and you can see the pieces flying by, and like, kind of hitting stuff.
Yeah,
you better hurry the fuck up.
She doesn't even know what's happening yet.
Yeah, that goes back to my first point, the camera work. I think the highlight, as far as special effects, like the highlight visually is when she's on the side of that escape pod and the debris takes down the satellite, and like it's just blowing up behind her, and you know you can only see what's happening in that shot because the camera doesn't move; it stays on Sandra Bullock, and they finally break free, and just to give us that little, just to give us a little bit more. Once she's safe, it looks back at the space station for a little bit, just so you can see like all the chaos.
Everything
all at
is
once.
Spinning on different axes and like blowing apart from each other, like unbelievable.
Yeah, the overall production value was disgusting. For not even for a second I was thinking
being scared
I could see the strings, like I could never I could never explain, like I was just in I was in space, I was believing
they
every
put you
second
directly into that suit.
Yeah,
when she's struggling for air and then she makes it into the space station, she gets the helmet off just
like I could breathe better, like oh
like,
my
oh, god, that must be amazing.
Yeah, you really attach yourself to that character.
Yeah, she's fucking great.
She was good. Does anyone have anything, any highlights as far as positive things to say?
Anything I don't about? Even want to talk about negative stuff.
I got some negatives.
There's a couple little negative things that I can...
So, my last thing. My favorite thing about the movie, anytime they opened an airlock, just all the door opening scenes, how they fly open, and it's up to the people to like hold on.
To know, like
the way they filmed
the last time that happened, I'm like, you know what's gonna happen? Get the fuck out of the way.
And I was still freaked out. Like my heart skipped a beat every time they opened that door. Yeah. And the first one, I was just like, I was startled. Like I never expected that. She's just casually cranking it open, and then boom. Yeah, like
she's completely untethered, right?
Air pressure in there, and it's just like vacuum.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's immediately gonna go out.
Those little touches were overall production value was amazing.
The Chinese space station falling towards the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Rainbow starts getting to it originally, and I was like, oh my god.
Like, how is she going to hold on?
Everything was shaking, and
you could start to see, like, the whatever the wind debris. I don't know.
So, you're saying you don't have anything negative to say about the movie at all?
I don't want to, because I liked it so much.
I guess I can just...
I don't want to knock it.
Everything's just nitpicking.
There were...
I disagree. There were
stupid ass Hollywood
lines. I would
lines.
Like to hear your parts, actually, because I really... Like...
So, I guess the first thing is a counterpart to how well the movie was made technically. That can't be touched. It's unlike anything I've seen. Well, I would... It was great. Yeah, and all the things we talked about, all put together, the 3D, and the fact that the 3D was so convincing... was amazing. The look, the sound production. Other than that, I would say the dramatic beats just weren't there for me. Like the relationship between her and George Clooney, or her and the whole story, her whole backstory about her daughter being killed.
I think the importance of the fact that her daughter was killed and that she had no one was like, when she's ready to give up in that space station, you're not going, you have a daughter, lady. It's like she's like thinking, I've got no one on Earth.
That's obviously why daughter. It was building so up to that. But
obviously, she's ready to give up if she has to. Like, it's not like it's going to be. It's not like you can hold it against her.
Yeah, but I personally didn't feel any emotional weight to that character or any character in the movie. The George Clooney sacrifice was really empty, and like there was no kind of sadness for that character.
He's a brilliant astronaut, and he's just like, I can't do it.
Yeah, but
I'm gonna take us both. Here we go.
No, I know
I signed up for this from the get-go.
You also see him hesitate, which I felt was very.
It shouldn't be so cavalier
of him. Instead of just like the regular hero, he had the clip and he let it go like this, and he before just going like, nope. And like letting go like a normal hero in a movie would do.
Yeah. Okay, well it wasn't
so ready to give their own life.
It wasn't the worst thing I'd ever seen, but he was super cavalier. But there should be emotion to that scene at all. I mean, maybe Sandra Bullock losing her only lifeline. All she was saying like, no, please don't. And then he makes his choice. She should be like, you know, she should feel alone, and that should be really, really scary. And it was kind of just like this nonchalant thing because from her perspective, she thought, well, I'm gonna go get him. So it's like we never had a chance to feel any weight, you know, or emotion for that character.
For the fact that he's gone?
Yeah, or through her eyes or through his. He wasn't sad, she wasn't sad. It was just like he's floating off, and that's it.
He put his tunes on and he floated.
Yeah, he watched the last sunrise.
I'm just saying, the movie had no emotional weight for me. It was all technical. Well, maybe her getting back to Earth, I felt relieved for that, for like the idea, like she made it home. Wow, what a crazy struggle, you know, like how could she have possibly survived? She pulled it off. I'm impressed.
Yeah,
but there was just no emotional weight for me.
Well, it's because the production value was so high on everything, like visually.
Yeah, that's fine.
The script was a little weak.
It's not the end of the world.
Ooh, no way.
For Life of Pi, I almost like cried when you. I can't spoil it.
I did. Okay, obviously Richard Parker dies.
I didn't
die. Dude, you have...
Oh, shit. Okay. Leave it at that because I still want to see it.
Well, now there's... That's
that movie spoiler. Is not what you think it is.
Oh, you haven't seen Life of Pi? I thought we were all...
I haven't seen it. No. I haven't.
I almost cried when the fucking toys died in Toys 33. And there was just like...
Did anybody get teared up during this movie at all?
No.
Me neither.
Exactly. There's no emotional weight.
No, you're not supposed to feel that.
I think you are at certain points.
The Sandra Bullock dialogue was a little... left a lot to be desired.
That's what I was saying with the script. Some of the shit that she was saying,
like what?
Barking at the dog. Like
she was losing.
She gave up complete hope for humanity in mere hours.
Oh, that's not
normally it's something that you would see.
When we were walking into here, I was like, oh, I thought of a bad thing. The whole conversation with the when she got into the Jap or the Chinese
satellite or
space station,
and she got in contact with someone
she started talking to somebody. That didn't. That wasn't happening.
Yeah. That
oh, was, she was imagining it.
Yeah. That was another. Like she was just.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because she was just talking. She was just talking.
Hoping.
Yeah. Oh, she was still carbon dioxide, kind of freaking out.
Okay. I thought that there was just like she picked up on a transmission. And
that's what
I
was just kind of talking.
Yeah, but then I thought of that too.
Why did I not see?
I think you're right because
I like your perspective better.
I like your perspective way better. Yeah, that changes everything for me.
She was losing it a bit?
Yeah.
She was losing her mind.
My point that there was interesting ways that kept the tension, I think there was a lot of uninteresting ways that also brought tension to the movie. The fire was really cool visually, but
I think that fire would have moved a hell of a lot faster in real life. Like, done. Like,
it was moving fast.
She shut the thing and it was like...
No, it just seemed easy. Like that there's that, you know, she gets there and then the fire starts like immediately after she gets there. Or didn't she start the fire?
No, she went by and it was just like little fire things.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Well, it was cool.
That little floating flame.
Yeah, because it has nothing, right? It's just burning just up.
Eating oxygen.
So, but like my point about the parachute was just a really cool way, like a spin on what's going to cause the... you know, what's going to cause the chaos? Just like, oh, and then it catches on fire, so they have to leave again. You know, like it just seemed easy, which is fine, because there are other great points to progress the story. But
she had to get out of there, though.
And not to mention every 90 minutes, there was going to be a meteor shower or like a particle shower. over like over that's everything.
Cool, the orbit of the Earth, like every 90 minutes you get all this, the debris again.
Remember when they talked about that in Radiolab?
Yeah.
It's like you see nothing, you like the astronauts are looking at nothing, all they can see is just their visors.
The episode was pitch black.
And, yeah, in darkness, and then it was just the sun coming over.
Incredibly bright. Yeah. It was like it went from pitch black, like the darkest black you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, like to, where you put your hand in front of you.
And you can't see it. Yeah. And then immediately, as soon as the sun breaks the surface of the Earth, it's just incredibly bright. Just,
how you high even, I am in the air.
Yeah, just, oh boy.
Can they look at the sun through their visor or no?
Depends on if it's, there's gold shields. And they can't. I don't know if they can look directly at it, but
didn't they talk about the sense
it helps
of
with
speed?
It helps with reflection,
like 22,000 miles an hour or something like that.
As you look down at the Earth, it's just spinning below you.
Fucking great. We should listen to that after.
Yeah, that was a really cool
episode. So I mean, am I the only one who's gonna talk shit about this movie?
I had a few issues with the script, like seeing, like having her, but Chad bringing up the fact that she may have been losing her mind and just.
Yeah, that was the one thing I wrote down, like the mission to Mars kind of thing. Remember when the guy takes off his helmet, mission to Mars, and he dies instantly?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, she took off her helmet, and then George Clooney opens up the hatch. I remember saying, it was like...
That scene is very, very strange.
Remember I said, like, God!
Yeah.
Like, that's what I thought, too, because I at first I thought that he had found it.
No!
He had found her, and I was like, first of all, I was like, bullshit. She's just in my head immediately.
Like frozen.
Yeah.
She's frozen like that.
Yeah, like dead.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, it's just she's.
Well, they said immediately.
She's freaking out.
Yeah, she was just
carbon dioxide. And there was an episode of.
He made a little bit too much sense for it to be a delusion, I find. He went in there and he just. You know, I guess if you put a religious spin on it.
That brought her memory.
It triggered her memory.
She was trained in that before, right?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say anything she didn't know. It's not like he gave her information. He
was like, it was just her inner monologue. Like her, maybe, I guess you can compare it to like, you know, your brain kind of kickstarted. It's like, here's everything you need to survive. Now wake up and do it, you know? And that's kind of...
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's never written into movies.
I've never been in a point in my life where I've been in such panic where I can't think super straight. And then you sort of have that epiphany and it's like...
Well, it's eureka.
And Dan, can you not imagine? You're losing... Okay, you're pretty convinced she's at that moment when she's talking to the person on the speaker that doesn't actually exist, or according to Chad, doesn't actually exist, which I kind of agree with now. She's pretty convinced that she's dead. She's accepting death in that moment. So the fact that she's barking like a dog because she hears the dog, and she's howling just to like connect with
something,
Earth,
anything.
Like, could you not see yourself doing something a little bit weird when you're moments from death and all alone in space? Like,
for sure.
Like, I might bark like a dog if I felt.
Well, she's in hysterics. Like, she's losing her mind.
It doesn't take weeks to do that after the shit she's been through in the last 2 hours or whatever it was.
She goes into shock at the beginning of the movie, and she just freezes and she doesn't breathe for a good like 20 seconds.
Yeah,
oh,
that also was crazy. I'm like, what's happening? Just there is like little cool touches, but they're all technical stuff. But I mean, it makes the movie amazing. It's just, there's so many great things to talk about. Like every couple of minutes.
Yeah, IMAX.
I'd also like to say, I feel like our 3D experience was enhanced because of our seating choice. I didn't realize that sitting at the second row back
so
like
much
that
better
made it, it put the screen just kind of like right where you needed it to be. Point, so that you didn't have the other seats in view. And because of that, all those extra scenes where she was like first person view.
Yeah, your field of view is
framed perfectly.
It was pretty well framed.
And there were a few times where
I felt the fear and everything a lot stronger, and the 3D just seemed to really work. And I knew that because it wasn't just the movie that did it. Because the opening sequence where they go, "Oh, calculating IMAX," like and they do that all that stuff before the IMAX starts.
Yeah,
that was really
very
a lot more. I've seen that like 20 times in my life, and that didn't. It's never done that for me before.
It's those
same dots
so
moving around on the screen.
I've never seen the dots, but I've seen the numbers flying at you. The dots part.
I couldn't focus at the
I had to close my eyes. I always close my eyes for that numbers part.
Yeah,
they
the numbers came
up. Fuck,
yeah.
I mean, I was like, this is
why is it so foreground?
I thought
everything is so
my
far
eyes
foreground.
Were going worse, getting terrible.
Yeah.
Like, from as far as I'm concerned, 3D should be going into the screen and not and coming out at me less.
That's the
cheap trick. It was too, actually. I remember there was a as the Earth was orbiting, or they were orbiting the Earth, like I don't know, some like a piece of land came into view off the left corner of the screen.
That's the one I was like looking
I
remember, over.
Yeah, I looked over at it like, oh, I had to turn my head to look over. And it was like, that's in the screen. That looks away.
Yeah, you would look at the Earth.
Oh, yeah,
and
like the curvature of the planet?
Yeah, you would see islands as the planet was spinning. It was all water, and then it came to land. And you could see the depth of the water. And it actually looked deeper.
It looked like the land was coming
out of it? Yeah, it was coming towards you.
Visually fantastic movie I've ever seen.
I think the score left a little bit to be desired. Like, it was uneventful, I think. Like, any sci-fi movie, you have a chance to be really creative and...
I'm glad they didn't do it.
I think they were really pushing the fact of silence, which was...
Yeah,
I liked that. Yeah. The score was really subtle. You're right.
This movie's perfect in my mind.
I think the length of the movie, like, I could have used a little bit more time. Maybe to get to know the Sandra Bullock character. It seemed like the pacing was too quick. Like, it was just...
Oh, it doesn't leave...
Every 5 minutes, she's like traveling through space and to like different space stations you know, it seems like the pacing is really, really fast. I could have used, in my sci-fi experience, a little bit more time to learn about the science of what's happening, you know, and like maybe her figuring things out rather than just kind of...
It's in her training?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe that's a character point where she knew to do that kind of stuff.
Satisfied with the pacing of the movie.
I think it was too fast. Yeah. I would have maybe even a little bit more time to get to know the characters before the event. Like in Life of Pi, for instance. I mean, I don't know why I keep bringing that up, but you're in the movie for 30 minutes before he's alone on the boat.
Yeah.
You know, like let's get more time to kind of get to there's common examples of this. Back to the Future. He never actually leaves his current timeline until like 25 minutes into the movie. Or in Star Wars, like Han Solo doesn't show up for a half hour. You know, like there's big movies where you don't realize that those plot points are taking so long to get to, and I think this movie could have used a little bit more time on the front end.
I think the beauty of this is that, like, there's astronauts up in the space station all the time working on Hubble, working doing all this kind of stuff.
Just data,
and you just don't hear about it. Like they're all trained to do what happened in this movie.
Yeah, go ahead.
You never really hear about it. You never hear of them as being heroes. You don't know their backstory. And they're just... Yeah. This kind of shit happens. Like, obviously not to the scale of this movie, but...
The only other downside that I had to the movie, too, was she's in a Russian ship at one point. Everything's in Russian. She still knows what she's doing. Then she's in a Japanese ship.
They said it's
she's Russian, playing Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo.
Yeah, with the Chinese
that,
ship.
I was like, fucking dumb.
Weird. But the Russian ship, he did say... The configuration is
the
same.
That I can understand, but then she's like, "Eeny, meeny, miny, mo," and she's pushing buttons. She's like, "Oh, well, that doesn't sound right." And then she does it again, and like,
but when she can read it,
and then she taps on the gauge, and it goes empty. I was like, "Come on!"
Well, those gauges are built with, it is technical. That's what you always see people tapping on gauges, and then it kind of resets the
on a spaceship,
anywhere.
I don't know. That was the only
thing. Reset the gravity on the arrow.
That's a very minor, you know, complaint. Yeah. But
so
my favorite part of the movie was when he was dead.
I hated that actually.
When he was dead,
I don't know. I
hated
it
when he was dead.
Yeah, it.
I don't usually like the solo movies where it's somebody by themselves. Like I don't mind a team trying to work through things because it puts you in different situations. When someone's by themselves, it ends up being like woman power. But this one didn't focus on that so much, but.
Like her struggle, her...
Yeah, like, I lost my daughter, but now that I have the strength to do this, and then she's like...
It was more of a survival thing. Again, it wasn't an emotional journey for her, it was just survival.
I didn't feel like that had to be a man or a woman. Like, I feel like her and George Clooney could have been reversed. Maybe it wouldn't have been George Clooney, because he doesn't normally, but like, you know, it could have been a man or a woman in that situation, that felt weak and untrained and... Or like less.
If I can be a little bit more like poetic, it makes so much more sense that she is a woman, and like the whole scene, the scenes with her, you know, getting out of her spacesuit and just like the shape of her body compared to just like a man, you know, like she's elegant in like flying, not flying, but floating through the different space stations,
and stuff,
and they're just better to look at. Girls are nice to look at, and guys are disgusting.
That's obvious. I don't want to see some dude's hairy ass as he's crawling through the space.
Yeah.
Yeah, when she was pushing herself through, just...
Yeah.
She swam around. She was very elegant.
What's the word? Refute? What you said
dispute?
About... Dispute? What you said about the beginning of where you thought that there should be more... Like, I feel like if it would have showed, I don't know if this is what you were saying.
I don't want Apollo 13. You know what? Like, where I'm spending a lot of time with their families and all that shit. I just want a little bit more time to get to know George Clooney before he leaves the movie. Or
the other guy who dies, you literally don't even see his face.
Or even her.
He just dies.
The fact that the daughter scenario is all through exposition, like, I'm going to tell this guy about, like, the saddest thing in my life. And I know that he was just trying to get her to open up to stay. Yeah, open her up to stay. You know,
conscious.
Yeah, alert.
That's better, in my opinion, because
this movie didn't take you out of space at any point until
she you're in space from the beginning of the movie, and by being in space from the beginning of the movie, you don't get a sense of what the Earth even feels like.
It doesn't have to be an Earth. It could be on the spaceship.
All right. Okay. All right.
It's a classic way to open up a movie is going through the ship.
Daughter shown in the movie. Everyone who has a daughter gets to immediately imagine.
I have nothing wrong with that.
Their daughter.
I have nothing wrong.
Were you thinking about Lena when she was talking about that stuff? Were you? Not,
yes, I was.
You She's know what like, I mean? Like it's like when yeah. like by her not showing that daughter, you have no one to picture but your own kid. If you do have a kid, and I was imagining my own kid.
I agree. I don't want to see the daughter, but I'm just saying I could have used more time with the character. You know, even it doesn't even have to be at the front of the movie. It could be with her, like. Her emotional struggle, like dealing with her slowly growing insanity. It was just, I could have used more time. I liked the movie. I wanted to be there longer.
I love Clooney's heroism.
Yeah.
Right from the beginning, he was just confident.
He ignores her.
And everybody.
That's what I was talking about when I tried to bring up acting.
Go, he just ignores her.
Yeah.
He ignores her and just keeps, like, he was dead on. But what I was getting to with that point, I just want to finish up real quick, is. When she gets back to Earth, she's still in like zero gravity or like a low gravity situation when she's underwater, and then she comes out, she gets onto the shore, and when she goes to stand up, and you hear like how astronauts feel weak after they've been in space for a week or whatever when she's out there, and she can't stand up, and then she's like no, I'm standing.
She
up.
Kind of
laughs.
I can't believe that just happened.
And then stands up, and it's like I felt. The weakness. Like, I don't know how, but, like, I felt it in my body, like, what she would feel like.
It's fucking crazy.
That weakness of, like, I've got to just push myself off this ground right now.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like my muscles were weak.
Yeah, that hero shot at the end of the movie where she stands up, it stays at her feet, and then
looks
just,
up at her and
like, it's so close to her still. Like, the camera's always really close to Sandra Bullock, and, yeah, it just goes right up, and she's just standing strong, and then you get the one shot of her, like, kind of walking, like... walking away from the water. She survived this ordeal and she's a stronger character now because
I gotta see it again.
What did you
a beacon in the
they just said we're coming to get
we're
you.
We're coming to get you. They know where she's at.
We picked up a transmission crossing.
What did you guys feel about her final speech where she's like, well, I'm either gonna make it back to Earth and have an incredible story to tell.
Loved it.
Or I'm gonna burn up in the next 10 minutes. But either way it's an incredible ride. I was like, that is the cheesiest.
Again, that
fucking
goes...
Fucking stupid Hollywood bullshit.
Why?
It goes back to the dialogue. The dialogue had some low points.
You can't say that you wouldn't feel like saying something like that.
I would be terrified.
Resorted to, I'm dying.
She turned the oxygen down and then she came back.
You
like,
might not be terrified at that
either
point.
Way, it's a wild ride.
No. Exactly, because she came back from death.
Corn.
Like, she was going to die.
Dan, you've faced those things for the past couple hours. You've accepted death.
So it's like, well,
that's the thing. It's only an hour and a half.
It's,
you know what I mean?
It's all.
And the story's told. The story's told in real time.
How much time you have? Like, if
it's corny, that's a corny.
No, it is not corny.
It is corny.
Okay, maybe that's another thing with the pacing. The story's told in real time, which helps. But the fact that all of these things happened in an hour and a half.
It wasn't perfectly real time because the meteor.
90 minutes
came
around twice.
Every hour and a half, and they came around three times. The first time, I guess
twice.
Technically only two segments of 90 minutes because the first time
it's and then it's
the second time is when she's getting to the other space station.
Okay, well played.
So 3 hours.
Well played, sir. But it felt like it was in real time to me.
Yeah, kind of. It was like double time.
Yeah, 90 minutes, and the movie was 90 minutes or
3 hours. Yeah, they cut about an hour out of that real time.
Just her breathing and floating.
Yeah, that's another thing is, again, with the pacing, she gets blasted off the space station, or the shuttle, and she's rescued within 5 minutes of screen time.
I expected so much.
You know what I mean? Like,
a different movie when that happened.
It's just everything happened very conveniently, where she was getting into trouble very quickly, but then getting out of it very quickly. And I can think, like, maybe that's where I need more time. Like, I need more time to get out of trouble, like struggle, think, figure out, like, what...
What's there to do while she's floating around, though?
I kept saying
she yeah, but they could put more science into it. Maybe she's a programmer.
Luckiest person in the world.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's a what? She's a programmer? So she's got nothing but a spacesuit.
She never had to use, like, her skill set. Like, maybe that's what they do. Develop her skill set, and then, like, here's why she's able to survive in this... Like, maybe she's a military girl.
I don't think her skill set was what was important at all. It was just, like, her and her, like... And
it's just human.
But every solution...
Human survival.
Every solution had a...
Extraordinary circumstances.
Every solution had a convenient... Or sorry, every problem had a convenient solution.
Yum, yum, yum.
What's the convenient solution? What were the convenient solutions?
Yeah, she got there.
Oh, it's on fire? Hey, there's an escape pod right there. Make sure you head into that.
I think every time they touch down on a... on a piece of
it is a movie mass, and they need to move it along quickly.
Like mass floating in space, he's like, okay, hold on and avoid the jaggy parts.
Mm-hmm.
Your suit would be ripped right the fuck open instantly. But yeah, that's convenient. But was it fucking?
Or know? How about the fact that she got onto the?
I don't want to talk
the Chinese ship. No, it's not that it's a bad thing, but she got on the Chinese ship and immediately.
Oh, yeah, she pulled a fucking Wall-E, like, and grabbed a fire extinguisher.
The very, very last... The fact that that happened. But the fact that she got onto that ship and in the escape pod while it's going through orbit, crashing into Earth. Like, if she would have been 5 minutes later, it would have been gone and she'd have been stuck in space forever.
Yeah.
She would have...
But then again, it's
fallen
a,
into orbit
and burned up and that
That would have been Mass Effect 2
type
scenario.
But it's a movie and it needs to move along. You know, it does have a time slot that it has to fit.
Imagine it was the prequel to the Mass Effect movie and that's how it ended.
Did you not feel like you were watching
she crash landed on Mars?
I don't think you can blame the movie for timing. Because that's probably...
Sure I can. They had another half an hour at least to give me.
It was a 90
minute
movie.
It was only an hour and a half.
I mean timing of like, oh, she made it just in time. What else would you do? Oh, I had an hour and a half left.
Like, you could have focused more on her, like, dementia, like, losing her mind in space, like, the fear of dying, and...
Yeah. Think about,
I was ready to give up. When she gave up, I was like, I'd give up about here.
I would have given up in the beginning. As soon as you get, and you're fucking doing...
I'd be like, I'm fucking dead. George Clooney would be like, flash your light, and I'd be like, I'm dead, man.
In no fucking way would he have seen that.
Save yourself, man.
How do I kill myself? What do I do to die?
Her entire backdrop is stars. And he's like, flash your light. And she's got this little dinky flashlight.
Have you ever seen...
It's a NASA flashlight.
It's a NASA.
Behind you is...
Have you ever seen Moon?
All stars.
Who's seen Moon?
I have.
Where the first half an hour, you're constantly guessing, like, is this dementia? Or is there some other thing going on? Like, where they took time to develop his insanity. They could have done a lot of cool things with... Sandra Bullock's character, like, by playing more on the fact that she's going crazy.
Dead Space.
They didn't really make any mistakes.
Can we go around and do a review?
Like a star rating? I'll give it a solid 4.5.
I give that movie a 5. I couldn't have enjoyed it more than I did.
5.
Yeah, I'm going to go with 5.
Fuck you guys, you're easy.
I'm not easy. You know what? I am easy. I'll admit to that.
I'm easy too, but what the fuck?
I disagree with you being easy completely. You hate every movie.
I hate every movie unless I really like it.
Okay, thanks for listening to our Gravity review. All Range Mode out.
All Range.